Word. Hallelujah. Y'all ready for the word? Amen. Y'all ready for the word? Y'all sure y'all ready for the word? Amen. Well, we're gonna do a double hitter today. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all understand what's going on in a second. There you go. All right. She get that right left thing. All right. Here we go. Hallelujah. Is the mic on? Okay, you hot. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Are the children being dismissed this morning?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead and dismiss the children. Amen. And as they go, and you all can be seated. Hallelujah. I set my little stuff up here. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I was thinking as I was sitting in my seat, one of the things that I've always loved and I know God has gifted me with is illustrative sermons. And I've always believed that God wants to get his word to people in every kind of avenue that he can get it through. And usually I'm writing an illustrated sermon. Today I'm living an illustrated sermon.
Amen.
And so as I was sitting there, I was thinking, wow, you know, God, sometimes we don't realize from one Sunday to the next what God can do or where we'll be. You know, last Sunday I was telling y'all about a cruise. And this Sunday I'm going to tell you about a cruise that's a little different, okay? Mm. But I want to go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Sometimes we're saying, for what? And I just want us to pause.
Thank you, Lord.
Just say thank you. Because you're good, God.
Yes, you are, Lord Jesus.
You're good, God, all the time.
All the time.
And Father, even in those times when it just seems so difficult, you're good. Sometimes we don't even realize how good you are until in those difficult times we have nothing but you. And we realize that it is because of you that we stand and we can go on. It's because of you that we have the power and the strength, God. You're good.
Yeah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, you are.
Some madness, some weariness.
Come on, Lord.
Oh, God, that they would know that you're good. And as they reach out, God, and there's nothing in the natural.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That can sustain them. Oh, Father, let them find that they can reach out to you.
Mm-hmm.
You.
You, Lord.
When there's nothing else to hold us, when we can't see night from day.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You're good.
Yes, you are.
Oh, God, as we worshiped you this morning, and we continue to worship you now, it's because you're good. You're good, God. You're good.
Yes,
and
hallelujah.
And let that resonate in our spirit that you are
you
good.
You are good.
You are good. You are faithful, God.
Yes, Jesus.
You're right now, God. on time, God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Sustaining, God.
Yes,
maintaining,
Jesus.
God. You are good.
Yes, Lord.
And for this we are grateful. And for this we give you honor.
Yes, hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray. In
Jesus' name.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
You know, I as I'm sitting there, you guys, some of you may not know, but this week when I went in, there was, I'll let my husband tell you that part.
Amen. A week ago Tuesday, Pastor Lincoln, as many of you know, she's already had difficulty with the left eye. And we've been working, and they've been, you know, looking to see what they're going to do to replace the cornea in their left eye so that she can restore the vision in the left eye. But a week ago Tuesday, she went in for a shot in the right eye. And during the shot, the headrest on the chair snapped back while he was giving her the shot, which traumatized the eye. You know, so by within 24 hours, that eye that had just been examined, 20/40 vision, reading clearly, seeing clearly, whole nine, she could not even see her own face. So now both eyes are compromised, and by Friday she was having emergency surgery, amen, to remove infection, and they found the retina was torn in the eye. So right now, as we stand before you, you know, she can barely see anything, light, some light, yes, but shapes and shadows, maybe. You know, so because both eyes are compromised, they had to put a gas bubble in the right eye, and that's dissipating. That's why she has on the green band, because she can't go elevations, because why, with the gas in the eye, until that's fully dissipated. But yet God is able. You know, we've had several doctor's appointments, even two on Friday, and the prognosis is good, but the challenge is challenging. To go from being able to see something and be able to get around and manage to all of a sudden you can't see anything, amen, is a scary place, you know. And so, but she's been a trooper. Had a few ups and downs, of course, a few panic attacks, of course, but God's been right there, amen. And she yet want to go forth and deliver this word. Hallelujah.
Get all that aside so you guys that understand what's going on. But I want to get to the part that's keeping me.
Okay? Come on.
I hear you, Johnny. As I was sitting down, you guys, I wanted to do roll call.
Who's here?
Is my ear thing on, still on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's not.
I felt something drop. This is a regular Sunday with Pastor Linda, right? Never know what's going to happen. But I know that God is with me. And I was, this week, you know, the Lord has given me, as I told you, at the beginning of the year, God dealt with me about things that he wanted me to bring to the church, you know, in sermons. And some of them that I wrote down, they was like, what? You know, I was trying to see what God wanted me to say from what he had told me in the different themes that he had given me. And some of them, even though I looked at the theme, I was like, you know, I wonder what God's going to do with this, you know? And so this is one of those themes that now I know what he's going to do with it. And it blessed me this week in one of my panic attacks, because I want, as Pastor David was talking this morning, and some of our things that we go through, they're just not smiley, you know. They are... the flesh is not quivering, okay? Because I want you guys to know that I came up here afraid, but I came. What I see is just, right now I see, praise God, I see some light. but usually I see just billows of brown wood that is just dark and in all kinds of shapes. And actually the shapes begin to move, and I keep telling my husband, what's that moving? You know, I keep seeing things that aren't there. And I want y'all to hear everything I'm saying, because everything I'm saying has a point, okay? So I keep seeing things that try to shake me, but it's not there, it's not real. And so I try to reach out, and that billow that's right there, it's a big, big brown looking cloudy billow. When I ask my husband, it's not there. But the enemy tries to come into my mind and say, you see that? or it's coming at you, and but it's not real. And so I want to let you know that there's some things that's coming at you, and it's looking really scary. And it just might touch this flesh and make you scared, but there's just something so much deeper than our flesh this morning.
Come on.
And aren't you guys glad that there's something deeper than these eyes, these natural eyes?
Yes, Lord.
Because if all I had was these natural eyes, you guys, mm-hmm. I would be in a panic mode constantly. But I've, through these couple of days, every time the panic tries to set in, I am reminded.
Come on.
Oh, God, thank you, God, that you will remind us, Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. you remind us that there are eyes that see deeper than these natural eyes.
Yes, Lord.
There are eyes that can take you to a place of peace. And a place of strength.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And a place where you can hold on when you just want to run. Mm. You can just hold on.
Thank you, Lord.
And I am so thankful for these eyes. And so my husband's going to read the first scriptures that God had given me of this sermon. And then we're going to walk through it, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen. We're coming from Habakkuk 3, verses 17 and 18, it said, though the fig tree does not blossom, and there is no fruit on the vine, though the produce of the olive fails, and the fields yield no food, though the flocks be cut off from the fold, and there are no cattle in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt in the victorious God of my salvation.
Okay, so we're doing this together, and so open your ears. It might be a little, he's helping me, okay?
Amen.
I'm so used to looking down at my notes, but God is doing something new, okay?
A new thing.
Okay, so, Pastor, can you read the first sentence?
Though the fig tree does not blossom.
Though the fig tree does not blossom.
And there is no fruit on the vines.
And there is no fruit on the vines. Now, I want you to hear, though the fig tree does not blossom. My point is there is a fig tree.
Come on. Mm.
I want you to read, there's a fig tree. Go to the second one. The next.
And there is no fruit on the vines. Though the product of the olive fails, and the fields yield no food.
Though the product of the olive fails, and the field yield no fruit. Let's focus that there is olives. Mm-hmm. So let's look at this good life. First, there was what? Figs. Then there was olives.
Mm-hmm. Fruit vines.
Go to olives. The next one.
Though the flocks is cut off from the fold, and there are no cattle in the stalls.
Now we got flocks. Now we got cattle. Go to the next one.
Yet will I rejoice in the Lord.
Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. What I want to say is there is time in our life where there's the figs, the olives, and the cattle, and we are flying high. Everything's in place.
Come on.
Everything is good. Everything just seems like another day in the life of good. But in this scripture right now, it lets us know that something has happened.
Amen.
Something has came forth to destroy, to take away what was in their life. Fig trees, there was cattle, there was olives. But today there is no fig tree.
Mm-hmm.
There are no olives.
No olives.
There's no cattle in the stall.
Come on.
There's no la-di-da life that is so la-di-da that sometimes we forget to say thank you. It's so common. It's so comfortable.
Right, right.
It's so always.
Always.
That we forget to say thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
We wake up and we know that there's milk in the refrigerator. Come on.
Come on.
Let's even start that we wake up and we know we're going to put our leg over the side of the bed.
Come on.
We wake up and we don't even think about standing up. We just stand up. We just know that we're going to stand up.
Jesus.
We exclaim over what we're feeling. Maybe, it's a rainy day. Mm. We exclaim over different things, but we're in our shelter of our home.
Right.
And everything is normal. It's normal. It's fine. And so we don't even pause to say, thank you, Lord, before we complain about what we don't like.
Right. Come on.
It's just that normal.
Just that easy.
It's just that comfortable. But in this scripture, the word that resonates is there comes a day. Last Sunday, I could see. This Sunday, I see nothing. I will still praise you, Lord.
Come on. Come on. Amen.
I will still thank you, Lord.
Give you glory, Lord.
I will still give him glory.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to this. Why is it important for us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together? Is because there's a day when you're not going to feel so comfortable.
Jesus.
There's a day coming where you're not going to feel so all together.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a day coming. Yeah. People say, don't preach that doom.
Oh,
I'm not
Lord.
Preaching doom. I'm preaching a fact.
Yeah. Reality.
That in every life, some rain and hell
must fall.
And sleet and snow is going to fall.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
It's going to. But you're going to have something, and oh, thank you, God, I
Hallelujah.
Have something.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I have something.
Something on board.
Something on board.
Hallelujah.
That when the fig tree is gone and the cattle, normal things are not in their stall.
Jesus.
I dig a little deeper.
Mm.
And I find that he has never left me.
Come on now. Come on now.
And I find that his promise is, I will never leave you.
Thank you, Lord.
Nor forsake.
Nor forsake you.
You know, I keep going over the scripture that I say so much, though.
Yes,
I make
Lord.
My bed in hell.
Oh.
He is there.
Yes.
And though this darkness seems to consume me,
mm-hmm.
he is here.
He's here. He's right here.
I am not alone. He is here.
Come on.
And though the rages of fear and scary and all that wants to roll, still Jesus is the anchor of my soul.
Yes, Lord.
And he's the one that holds me steady.
Yes, Lord.
Right now. Right now, as he's always done. This hasn't been the first trial in my life. Neither will it be the last.
Come on now.
But I have an anchor. And my anchor is in Jesus
Christ alone.
And as I hold on to him, as I hold on to him, guys, I feel the fear dissipate. And I feel the strength rising in my soul.
Come on now.
Now, I don't know if this is preaching to y'all, but I'm hoping that you're getting the message.
Come on. Amen.
That we need more of God. We need more of God. We need more of God.
Come on.
You need more of God, not for your good day today when you're feeling so great. But see, last Sunday, I didn't know what this Sunday was going to be
like. Come on now.
But last Sunday, I was sitting in the house of the Lord. Last Sunday, I was getting filled. Last Sunday, God was giving me a word to hold on to. Last Sunday, God was.
Lord Jesus.
Strengthening me in among the believers, not just from the word from the pulpit, but from the believers, being among the believers. God was strengthening me so that he knew what was coming. He knew what was going to happen, and he knew what I was going to need.
Thank you, Lord.
And sometimes we don't realize when we just put off, we're like, I'm not going. I got this to do. I got that to do. I got other things. Other things are not more important than God filling you up. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. But you better have a Sabbath day. You better have a Sabbath day. Because that Sabbath day is what God wants to come and remind you of who he is. You know what? We get so involved and so busy in what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish. And I'm not trying to bring any condemnation. I'm trying to tell you that sometimes we're so busy in our things and our family and our what we got to do, and it's busy. Come on, it can make you weary. It can make you tired. And God knew that. He knew that our labors can make us weary and tired, and to the point that the sneaky little enemy is just waiting for us to get so weary so that he can come in and he can cut us off and he can kill us. That's why. That's why the Heavenly Father said, 6 days shall, and don't sit here and sit here and start saying, but that doesn't mean that I have to be there on Sunday. I can have a Sabbath day. I don't care what. Make sure you're having a Sabbath day rest. Because sometimes even on Sunday, we're not having a Sabbath day rest. We give God 2 hours and our 3 hours, and we're looking at our watch, and we got to go, we got to go, we got to go and do our thing. But God said, I want you to cease from your labors.
Your labors.
From your labors. For what you've got to do. I want you to cease from your labors. And give time for me to fill you up. Give time for me to strengthen you. Give time for me to empower you. Give time for me to give you a new word. A fresh word. Because tomorrow. Today's bread is good.
Jesus.
You don't know what's coming tomorrow.
Thank you, Lord.
And we need to be ready, church. We need to be ready, and we need to be fortified, because the enemy's not playing with you or I.
Thank you, Lord.
He's not playing. Thank you for my husband up here. Don't fall off the pulpit. I'm feeling it. I'm keeping my hand on the wood. Now look at this, guys. Now hear what I'm saying. God said this is going to illustrate all the way. I'm keeping my hand on the wood.
Amen.
Because I know if I get off the wood, there's something out there I don't know about. Now, I want you to know, let's bring that home and preach. Keep your eye on the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Keep your strength in God. Because there's something out there that you don't know about. Oh, we've been in church for years and we think we have it all, but there's still something out there that you don't know about.
Come on.
Remember this, that our enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Amen. John 10:10.
He comes to kill. Kill our confidence, kill our faith. He comes to steal our courage.
Yes.
Come on, he comes to steal our courage. Mm. But thank God my hope is in the Lord.
Yes, right. Amen.
And he comes to destroy. Come on. The enemy is constantly trying to destroy God's goodness. The way that we see God, the way that we trust God, he comes to say, if your God was so good, why did he even let that happen in the doctor's office? If your God is so good, how come he hasn't opened your eyes yet? If your God is so good, he comes to speak those things in our heart. But this morning, my heart is so anchored in God. And my heart is so trusting in God that I just turn to the enemy and I say, you better get behind me, Satan. Because I trust in God, my Savior.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
The one who has never failed me yet. And I have so many back places that I can go to where it seemed like I wasn't coming out, but because of God, but God, but God, but God, but God,
come on.
But God.
This ain't the first.
He's brought me through.
Thank you, Lord.
And the same God that brought me over that mountain is the same God.
Come on.
That brings me over this one.
Amen.
You know, the scripture, my theme was, although I have cattle and figs. Now, remember, this was spoken in the Bible days where this was very important. In the Bible today, it would be like we have cash, you know. Even though I got cash and savings, even though I got a good man, even though I got a house, you know, all those things we put our confidence and our feel good in. But even though I thought those, when you don't have a house.
Come on.
When the marriage is all messed up, when the kids are acting crazy. See, there comes those in our lives. I got it, babe, I'm holding on. Those in our life. Oh, that's what it is, okay. Even though those come into our life, God is bigger than the those. That's why I can praise him. Because God is bigger than the those.
Yes.
And in this chapter, when this is talking about all the stuff that I lean on, all the stuff that makes me feel comfortable and good, he's saying, even though.
All the security.
Even though. We today, even though, what would take your strength away? What would take your joy away?
Right.
What would take your courage away today? You got to think about it. And you got to get to the place that you're saying, even though.
Even though.
Even though she walks away. Yeah, well, I praise you.
Come on.
Come on. Even though the doctor says something in a bad report or that it's not going to get better, even though, even though I go into my job tomorrow and they say, you no longer have a job. Even though, yet will I trust you, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Some of those are little, and God knows that he knows how much we can bear, because I believe that nothing comes to us unless it's Father filtered. When you think about Job, there was places the enemy could touch, and then there was places that the enemy says, but what God says, you can't touch that.
Come on. That's right.
You know, because God had confidence in Job's, even though he would serve him. Today, what's your place that you are walking so comfortable in that you'll give up God in that moment? It's more important than God. God wants to know what's more important than him. What do you serve, and what's on the throne of your heart? It better be God.
Mm-hmm.
On the throne of your heart, it better be God.
Yes, yes.
I love that, even though. And there's another scripture that has that in it. It says that
Psalms 23,
it starts with, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I shall not want. In this season of even though, I'm learning that a lot of things we're wanting is so unimportant.
Amen.
It's so unimportant. Because as bad as I want to see light,
yes,
in the natural,
yes,
I'm so glad I see light in my spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And on that, we sometimes think, I shall not want. I'll have everything I need. If I need a car, if I need a house, we go to natural things. But let me tell you, the spiritual things are the things that you want.
Come on.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I lack nothing.
I shall not want. I shall not want courage in the time of fear. I shall not want faith in the time of just giving up. Because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want courage when I want to just run away, because the Lord is my shepherd.
Come on.
I shall not want, because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me.
He maketh me lie down.
He maketh me to lie down
in green
pastures.
He leads me beside still quiet waters.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Right now, you might say, I don't see green grass, green trees. I don't see anything like that. But green pastures for a sheep is a place where they can eat.
Right.
Where they can get nourished.
Yeah.
And what I found, I shall not want, because the word of God is so plentiful that even without my eyes to see, I've been able to turn on his word and hear his word.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. When I'm hearing in one ear, you're never going to see. You're never going to see. I'm hearing in another ear through reading the word, through hearing the word. God is able. God is able.
Yes, Lord.
And there's nothing impossible. There's nothing impossible. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, where I can eat off of that word and I can be nourished. And no matter what the enemy's saying,
come on,
I find myself being nourished and nourished through your worship. There's the word of God through the worship, and I'm hearing the words, and the words are, when I can't see it, he's working. And when I can't feel it, he's working.
He's working.
I shall not want. Go ahead.
He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul.
He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul.
He guides me along the right path for his name's sake.
He guides me along the right path. The right path. The enemy wants to take me down a fear path.
Come on.
A mad path. Yeah. A why did you do this? Let this happen to me, God, path.
Come on, Jesus.
But he leads me down the right path.
So even though I walk through the valley.
Now here we go. Even though.
Uh-huh.
Even though.
Even though.
Even though.
Yeah. I walk through guys, the darkest
even
valley.
Even though it's coming. Even though. I walk. In one version it says through this valley of the shadow, the shadows. Even though I walk through that valley, shadows. The best part is he's with me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will fear no evil. For you are with me.
Yeah.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
For you are with me. You know, it's kind of funny. You guys, you know, sometimes when I preach, funny things come to my mind. But right now it's funny because I feel the difference between me and Apostle. You know me, I want every word to come out, and I want to give y'all every sentence. And Pastor David, he just gets going to the next sentence. That's the difference in us.
We going to get it.
No, baby, that's just you. That's who you are. I don't want you to be nobody but you. Am I moving and not knowing that?
You're turning sideways.
I'm turning sideways, church?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're good right
now.
You're good right now.
Okay, maybe there's something in that. Maybe there's a message in the sideways thing, okay? Maybe some of us are going sideways.
Uh-oh.
Instead of straight. And maybe that's why we need to get that word that we need to let him lead us.
All right.
We need to let him lead us because sometimes we think we're walking straight. God Ooh. Knows I thought I was walking straight just now. But we're walking sideways. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He is talking to us this morning.
Yes, Lord.
First of all, we need a shepherd. We need a shepherd. Now, where's my apostle? Where's my husband? Okay,
right.
So hand. And this is, he tells me, babe, can you just kind of walk me a little bit? And then you'll walk me back. So he tells me, I want you guys to get some, watch me right now. Watch everything in me, okay? So he's walking me around the house. What I'm trying to do, what he tells me to do, is just follow me. Just go with me, babe. Just go with me.
I'm not going to lead you wrong.
Did you hear what he said? I'm not going to lead you wrong. But let me tell you what's going on in my body. If you notice, I hold very, very tight. And in my body, it's still trying to feel on my own where I'm going. So my body can't flow or can't just go because there's part of me that's pulling back because I'm afraid. Yes, I heard you say that you're leading me, but okay. Is that it? Now this is my husband that's leading me. Okay, and even though at home He said, let me get you back to this pulpit.
Need some blood in my fingers.
He said he needs some help from the Lord just to leave.
Help a brother.
Out of this, I want you to get something that God says. How I'm doing with him,
yes. Come on.
Is how I can do with God.
Yes.
My husband, in his best, he's a man that can make mistakes. Like, for instance, we've walked, and he's tried to take me around a corner, and he's trying to get me around the corner, but I hit the edge of the wall, okay? So when I hit the edge of the wall, now I tense up more because, right. And he's like, I'm sorry, babe. But because he's trying to get me and navigate me, you know, there are things that can happen. And when those things happen, then, you know, I tense up even more.
Right.
But God wants us to know, and most of me hitting walls and stuff is because I'm tensing and I'm not just following. And why I'm not just following is because there's a certain amount of knowledge on board that I have about my own house. I want y'all to get this. There's a certain amount of knowledge that, okay, I should be by the closet right now. This is the closet. This is my house, and I know that this is. So even though he's leading me, and I really can't see closet or nothing, there's a certain amount of knowledge on board that says by rote, by what I know familiar, I know where I'm going. And so I have a sense to pull back, like, wait, this closet should be right here. And so he's pulling me away, but I'm going to. Just kind of like y'all see right now, he's pulling me away from the side, but I'm getting over there. I don't know how I'm getting over there, but I'm getting over there. Because there's a certain knowing about even standing in this pulpit that a knowing that I don't, God says sometimes in certain seasons, new seasons, there's a knowing that you don't know.
Come on, Pastor.
Amen.
And so we go off of what we knew in another season, okay? But the enemy has set up some different obstacles that you don't even see. But because We think we can go here, we think we can go there, we think we can be around that and be, because, you know, we know what we're doing, but we don't realize the enemy has set up some obstacles. That you still need to get up in the morning and say, Lord, lead me.
Come on. Amen.
Lord, guide me along this way. My mom used to sing that song, lead me, guide me along the way, because if you lead me, Lord, I won't stray. But a lot of times, because we're so, remember this word, comfortable, familiar, it's the same old, same old.
Come on.
God is trying to make us go around something and miss that, and there's an obstacle in the way, and we're like, I know this way. I know what I'm doing. I've been here a thousand times before.
Mm.
God is saying, let me lead you. Let me lead you through the valley. Hold on to my hand. I noticed when I held onto his hand, I could walk and just stop thinking about what I can do.
Let go.
Let go. Let God. You know that people say it all the time. Let go. Let go. It's let go and let God. Then it's so much easier.
Yes, it is.
Then us pulling back and trying our best to do our thing when we're in the valley of shadows of death. Shadows of death. I thank God that he helps me, guides me through the valley of the shadows of death, because the shadows look real. Have you ever noticed that shadows seem so much bigger than you?
Mm-hmm.
But God wants us to know, no matter how the shadows look,
it's just a shadow.
He's bigger than all that.
Yeah.
And it's just a shadow. The trouble that you're going through, I don't know what your those, I don't know what you had and don't have this morning. I don't know what you're worried about. I don't know that child, that husband, that wife. Those finances, your health, your mind.
Right, right.
Even though he is with you.
Yes.
Even though you can praise him.
Hallelujah.
I am so glad that this morning I could praise the Lord no matter if I could see or not see.
That's right, that's
come
right.
On, amen.
Oh, we thank you.
I can praise the Lord even though the enemy is coming at me with fear and dread. And what about tomorrow? What about when you're not at church? What about when What about is that my God is with me?
Yes. Yes, Lord.
The witness of God is a true, I don't want to just, it's truth.
Thank you, God.
The witness of God is truth. Yes. And it combats the even those. It gives you grace in those even though moments.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song that I want us to listen to. Even though this morning you see me on the outside, on the inside, there's an anchor.
Yes, yes.
And on the inside, God is building me up. He's standing me up. And what he's doing for me right now, he's no respecter of person. He'll do for you.
Yes,
he'll do for you.
Yes, he will.
He'll strengthen you.
Yes, he
will. He'll carry you.
Thanks,
sometimes I know I'm feeling him just carrying me because sometimes I just feel like I'm so frantic. And then when I call on his name, and I keep calling on his name, and I keep calling on his name, I feel him carrying me. I got you right now. I got you right now. I got you right now.
Thank you, God.
I want to thank God for the church and every phone call and every come by that's been shoring me up in the word. Because every time I hear the word. Now, I want you to know that in this season, I want to be honest with you. Are you revving up the song? Okay, good. Okay, I want you to know there's something. I'm learning some things, so I'm going to share it with you. So my brother-in-law, he doesn't know it yet. This is something that I'm telling him right now, so it might hit him. But it's going to be all right, brother. Okay. he had said something. And when you're in fear and dread, there's just things that hit you the wrong way, but they're really what God wants you to hear. So my brother-in-law I was like, and I keep saying, I can't wait till I can see, I can't wait till I can see, I just want to see, I can't wait till, that's just my, I want to see, I just want to see. In fact, you guys would have been laughing so hard because at moments, there's enough light that comes in that I can distinguish a color or something. And so I had went to the kitchen and Honey, where's your arm? Okay. So right now I can't see it, so I'm feeling it. But I went into the kitchen and I looked and I could see my husband's brown arm. And so I just start doing like this. And I was crying and I was kissing his arm. Because I could see his arm. And I was so, because sometimes it'll come on and then it just goes off. And so I was so happy to see his arm. Well, I just, my brother, I love him, he says, don't be in such a hurry to see. You know how Otis has that way of just matter of fact, don't be in such a hurry to see, because there's some things that God's going to let you see on the inside.
Amen.
See how y'all saying? Right. Amen.
That's so easy for us to say, right?
That's easy when you're not in the dark.
That's right. Amen. Come on, Pastor.
That's reality.
And you know, I wish right then I had said right, amen. I'm so glad my brother couldn't see me or hear me. I wanted to say, shut up, Otis! Do you realize?
Easy for you to say.
I want to see right now. I didn't want to hear that.
Amen.
And I mean, really... It was just, and it, like, grated me, like, But I realized as I calmed down,
God.
The Lord began to speak to me.
Thank you, God.
And so many people see on the outside, but there's an inner seeing, there's a spiritual seeing.
Come on.
Of things that God wants us to see and to know. And sometimes these outside eyes distract us from what God is really trying to show us. What God's trying to do, he's trying to do something humongously big in our life. Humongously, I don't know if that's a word. But he's trying to make us see something. But our natural eyes are seeing all the cannots, all the obstacles that's in the way. And God's trying to show us what he wants to do next and what he wants to bring forth in the body next. But with our eyes open, we're seeing all these little distractions that we can't even stop and see what God is trying to tell us. And sometimes that anger that comes up when the word of God comes to us, when we're in pain or when we're going through, do you know that anger comes up because the enemy don't want us to get that.
That's it.
He wants us to stay mad. He wants us to feel like insulted, like, why did you say that? You're not the one that's not seeing all that. He wants us to take on the bait of, that just came.
Yep.
He wants us to take on the bait of offense.
Come on, Jesus. Amen.
So that we cannot receive what God wants us to do. Because you know when you get in that bait of offense, I can mumble over that for hours.
Lord Jesus.
I could think about it like that wasn't right. And
just
I need to, why in the world would he say that? And he could have just prayed for me. Why? All those things. Now, I really didn't go there, y'all. Thank God. Oh, so I didn't go that far. But I'm saying that. Thank God for the word. You guys, when the word is coming,
yes,
in your darkest hour, in my natural hours, of all I wanted to do was see any kind of light. Because when it first happened, there was nothing. There was just black, 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 black. And all I wanted, I just said, God, just find me some light. Find me some light. I thought I was going to lose my mind. Find me some light. Please find me some light. And when I saw that crack of light, you guys, I was happy. That was on the outside. But when I saw that crack of light on the outside, it did not stop panic from coming again. Because although I saw the crack of light, there was still the panic of, I don't see this, I don't see that. But God wants you to want his inner light as bad as I want that crack of light. Because when his inner light comes, his inner light is what got me in here this morning. His inner light is what got me from the office where I could kind of see something to in here that by the time I sat down, it was back to brown shadows or not. His inner light was what stood me up. His inner light is what said, praise him anyhow, praise him anyhow, praise him anyhow. Just keep on singing, praise him anyhow. His inner light was what said, yes, you can get up out that seat. Yes, you can walk up to the pulpit. Yes, you can say what I have anointed you to say. That's his inner light, because there is no outer light right now. It's the inner light that has me sent. It's the inner light that's giving me courage. It's the inner light that's giving me faith. It's the inner light that's giving me strength.
Thank you, Lord.
It's the inner light that says, even though I walk, even though it's going on, even though that's happening, even though it hasn't gone away, even though I shall fear no evil.
No evil.
For you are with me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You are with me. Now I want you to close your eyes. I want everybody to close your eyes and don't open them. As we listen to this song, I want you to just close your eyes.
I cannot explain it. This may not make sense. I know what it looks like, but I choose to go against that. And I'm speaking something different. I'm speaking.
Is that that's not the song, but boy, it was pretty good. I was like, what is that?